You know, and then you had me read a 24-hour book four times a day out loud to get the thought for the day in here and down in there, and I still do that today. And action was the name of the game. I just, you know, in the beginning I was so shy, and I was so sick. And my arm kind of went up and down when they wanted people to get in the kitchen or people to stay late and sweep the floor. And I found out, you know, when I finally got well enough to figure it out, my sponsor stood behind me and would raise my hand on all this kind of stuff. And it was a wonderful thing. The men sat on one side, the women sat in another. The only women that were allowed on the men's side were their wives. And we sat over there, and it was really something else. And all Alcoholics Anonymous is, I can't explain it. And I came to believe in you. You know, nobody's lied to me since the day I walked through the doors of Alcoholics Anonymous. And then you said to me, you know, you're ready. And you said, you know, at night, get down on your knees and shove your bedroom slippers under your bed. And while you're down there, say thank you. And I said, to who and for what? And you said, you know, don't push the river. It runs by itself. You know, you'll find out who you're talking to, blah, blah, blah. And then in the morning when you wake up and you listen to the sounds of the beginning of the new day, and I thought you were nuts. You're blooming, you're planted, you're taking time to sniff up the flowers, and then you're asking me to you know. And then you said, try it, you might like it, which meant do it. I heard rain for the first time in my life. I heard wind for the first time. I heard the deer calling in the valley. I heard the way a home sounds, the creaks and groans. I heard the way it sounds with people breathing, life. I wind was wonderful. And I heard ice crackling on the trees for the first time. I still do it today. Because maybe if I listen long enough, I might hear the sun come up. Try it. You might like it. The only thing I would say to you is if you live by yourself and you hear somebody breathing, you better dial 911. And then you said, when in the morning, get down on your knees and remind yourself you're an alcoholic and the problem is you. And ask to make lemonade out of the lemons of life that are bounced your way today and get on with this thing called living and you'll find out who you're talking to. I don't know how long it was, but I call him God. And he's the greatest pal I've ever had in my life. I talk to God like I talk to you. He doesn't make junky stuff. He's never thrown me a curve. Sometimes I don't understand, but I accept it. I have no other way to go, and one of my biggest teachers of acceptance is in a grandchild. One of my granddaughters, Madeline, has cystic fibrosis, and she accepts it. She's a marvelous child. She's 11 years old. She carries her little breathing machine to school with her. She has to use it twice a day. She knows what she has. But she's in gymnastics. The acceptance in Madeline's life is phenomenal. And Grandma learns. Grandma learns. And my God is he's everywhere. I see God a lot in the faces of my grandchildren and in the face of my great-grandchild. I've seen every one of those grandchildren of mine when they were 10 minutes old. I was invited to the hospital because I'm sober. I'm invited to be around. I'm invited to take care of them. And I can see them grow and I can share in all that stuff that I never had part of when I was a mother because I was always drinking. It's you know, and the phone rang about 2 years ago and it was Adam. And he's one of my grandchildren. He's in the United States Navy. And Adam said, married a wonderful gal. And Adam said, Grandma, you know, you saw us all when we were 10 months old.